Hello.
Yes, hi, ma'am. This is Don Rose again. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I do sincerely apologize for the bad connection. Okay, so I don't know how much you heard in the, you know, in my last call. My name is Don Rhodes, and I'm one of the senior project managers for publishing and book writing at Penguin Book Writers. I believe you require some assistance with regard to publishing a book.
Yes, I'm thinking seriously of it. My professor, when I wrote it, it's a children's book. He suggested I publish it, and
okay.
I had so much back then, I didn't attempt it. So I was thinking about doing some writing. I'm much older, and I can illustrate it and write it. But I like children's books. I taught children's.
Okay,
children.
Okay,
and
okay.
So that's mine.
So, Ms. Fusa, you know, just to make sure that you know, I understand this correctly, have you already written this children's book, or you are thinking about writing one?
I've written it.
You have already written it.
I'm thinking another one.
I see. Okay. So now you have already written the script of the book, and you basically want us to, you know, basically give it a shape of an illustration for children, correct?
No, I've already illustrated it. It's ready.
You have already illustrated it. Uh-huh. And how many pages is this book, ma'am?
Oh, I have to get it and count it. I don't remember. I would guess maybe 15. Maybe not that much. It's
about that page
children.
Count, between 12 and 15 pages.
Yes.
Okay. So when we talk about publishing, you know, we are talking about a lot of things here. We are talking about publishing the book and putting it up for sale on Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Google Books, Apple iBooks. You know, there are multiple platforms where people can visit. You know, they can come on those platforms and they can basically go ahead and download your book, obviously for a price. So is this what you're looking at, or do you have something else in mind?
Well, I'm a grandmother, great-grandmother now, and I thought I would like to publish it and give some copies to my great-grandchildren's parents so they would have that to remember great-grandma.
Beautiful. Okay. So if we were to go about doing something like this, how many copies do you have in mind?
Oh, let's see, maybe 15.
Okay. So you basically just need printed copies of it, and you basically do not care if the book goes up for sale and you earn some money?
Well, that would be nice.
A lot of people sort of downplay the importance of a children's book, but you know, children's book, in my opinion, is the most hardest form of a publication because a lot of ingenuity and creativity goes into creating a children's book. It might only constitute 15 to 20 pages, but at the same time, you know, your target audience is children. And small children, you know, they have their own way of thinking. They have their own psychology. You know, what they fancy, you are basically reflecting all of that, you know, by imaginative characters and color settings and contrast, you know, making it very interesting. So, you know, there's a lot of demand for children's book. You know, right now I'm personally handling about 50 projects, and 30 of them are basically children's book illustrations. So you can imagine, you know, children's book, you know, they're in a lot of demand right now. And if you do happen to go on Amazon Kindle and Barnes & Noble, you will basically go ahead and, you know, you can read the reviews of the illustrated children's book that, you know, they're doing great. And the authors, the creators, the writers, they're earning very good money off of children's book. So I'm assuming that you would also like to do the same for yourself?
Well, that would be nice. I just would like to get this children's book published, and I'd be happy to sell it if anybody wants to buy it.
Okay, So,
Ms.
Fusa, in terms of a budget or spending money, what kind of a number do you have in mind?
Me spending money?
Yes.
I don't think any money.
Excuse me?
So I don't know that I have any money.
Oh, okay. So if you wish to go ahead and publish this book and you are thinking of printing 15 to 20 copies, how would you go about
yes.
doing it? Because that would entail some sort of financing, some sort of investment on your part. Obviously, it's going to cost. So,
say it would cost?
Well, yes, ma'am. I mean, there's a printing cost, there's a publishing cost, and I'm sure you would also like to get the copyrights for your book. So, if we are looking at an orthodox form of doing something, it's going to cost you money.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Hundreds or thousands?
Yeah, we are talking about somewhere in the region of between $1,200 and $1,300. That would include printed copies. That would include publications. That would include copyrights under your name. And basically, you know, you are basically looking at this from an investment point of view, because you will start earning money the moment that book goes up for publication. So, you know, all in all, if we are talking in the most realistic terms, you know, I can guarantee you that you're going to go ahead and recover this money. You know, if you go ahead and sign up with us, you will go ahead and recover all your investments within 2 months. So after that, you know, whatever you will be making are solid profits as long as the book is in publication.
Yes. Well, can I have your phone number and talk this over with my husband?
Absolutely. Do you have a pen and a paper on hand?
Yes.
It's 888.
Yes.
970.
Okay.
0577. 0577. And my extension... Yeah, my extension is 683.
Okay.
And my first name is my first name is Don, D-O-N.
Uh huh.
And the last name is Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S.
R-H-O-D-E-S Rhodes.
Correct, ma'am. Okay.
Okay. What kind of condition? Right now, it's done in colored pencil, the illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
The printing is done in by hand in colored letters. I wonder what kind of condition should it be in for you to look at it?
You know, first off, you know, I would need to take a look at it. I would circulate it to my design and creative team. They would again review it. They will come back to me with an opinion as to how it should, you know, basically look like, what kind of color schemes and contrasts and, you know, other forms of illustrations could be sort of incorporated into the draft. So first things first, do you use email?
Yes.
Okay. Can I give you my email address?
Yes, somebody's trying to get on my phone and I'm having a hard time
hanging on here. You can call me back whenever, you know, whenever it's convenient for you. How about that? So you can basically go ahead and talk to your husband on this. You can get his opinion. Okay. You can call me back. You can circle back to me and we'll go from there. I'll give you my email address. You can share the draft with me and hopefully we'll do some business today. Okay.
What's your email address?
Sure. My email address is, again, Don, my first name.
Capital D?
It doesn't matter. Lowercase would do. D-O-N. Dot, my last name's Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S.
Two dots between Don and Rhodes.
Just one dot, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Glad I asked that.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that's don.rhodes at penguinbookwriters.com. That's all one word.
At what?
Penguin Book Writers, P-E-N-G-U-I-N.
Oh, Penguin, okay. Book writers.
Book writers. This is all one word. .com.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Perfect. So you can email me. Your illustrations, your manuscript, your draft, in the meantime, I'll look at it. I'll speak to my team on this. And I have already shared my number with you. So whenever it's convenient, just circle back to me, give me a call, and we'll set you up. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Anytime, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. You have yourself a great day. I'll speak to you soon, okay?
Okay. Bye.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.